Today we're going to do some special kinds of exercises called relaxation exercises. These exercises help you learn how to relax when you're feeling uptight and help you get rid of those butterflies in your stomach kinds of feelings. In order for you to get the best feelings from these exercises, there are some rules you must follow. First, you must do exactly what I say, even if it seems kind of silly. Second, you must try hard to do what I say. Third, you must pay attention to your body. Throughout these exercises, pay attention to how your muscles feel when they're tight and when they're loose and relaxed. And fourth, you must practice. The more you practice, the more relaxed you can get. Are you ready to begin? Okay. First, get as comfortable as you can get in your chair. Sit back, get both feet on the floor, and just let your arms hang loose. That's fine. Pretend you have a whole lemon in your left hand. Now squeeze it hard. Try to squeeze all the juice out. Feel the tightness in your arm and in your hand as you squeeze. Now drop the lemon. Notice how your muscles feel when they are relaxed. Take another lemon and squeeze it. Try to squeeze this one harder than you did the first one. That's right, real hard. Now drop your lemon and relax. See how much better your hand and arm feel when they're relaxed? Once again, take a lemon in your left hand and squeeze all the juice out. Don't leave a single drop. Squeeze hard. Good. Now relax and let the lemon fall from your hand. Now pretend you have a whole lemon in your right hand. Squeeze it hard. Try to squeeze all the juice out. Feel the tightness in your hand and arm as you squeeze. Now drop the lemon. Notice how your muscles feel when they are relaxed. Take another lemon and squeeze it. Try to squeeze this one even harder than you did the first one. That's right, real hard. Now drop your lemon and relax. See how much better your hand and arm feel when they are relaxed? Once again, take a lemon in your right hand and squeeze all the juice out. Don't leave a single drop. Squeeze hard. Good. Now relax and let the lemon fall from your hand. Pretend you are a furry, lazy cat. You want to stretch. Stretch your arms out in front of you. Raise them high over your head, way back. Feel the pull in your shoulders. Stretch higher. Now just let your arms drop back to your side. Okay, kitten, let's stretch again. Stretch your arms out in front of you. Now raise them over your head and pull them back, way back. Pull hard. Now let them drop quickly. Good. Notice how your shoulders feel more relaxed. This time, let's have a great big stretch. Try to touch the ceiling. Stretch your arms way out in front of you. Raise them up way high over your head. Push them way, way back. Notice the tension and pull in your arms and shoulders. Hold it tight now. Great. Let them drop very quickly and feel how good it is to be relaxed. It feels good and warm and lazy. Now pretend you are a turtle. You're sitting out on a rock by a nice, peaceful pond, just relaxing in the warm sun. It feels nice and warm and safe here. Uh-oh. You sense danger. Pull your head into your house. Try to pull your shoulders up to your ears and push your head down into your shoulders. Hold in tight. It isn't easy to be a turtle in a shell. The danger is past now. You can come out into the warm sunshine and once again you can relax and feel the warm sunshine. Watch out now, more danger. Hurry, pull your head back into your house and hold it tight. You have to be closed in tight to protect yourself. Okay, you can relax now. Bring your head out and let your shoulders relax. Notice how much better it feels to be relaxed than to be all tight. One more time now. Danger! Pull your head in. Push your shoulders way up to your ears and hold tight. Don't let even a tiny piece of your head show from outside your shell. Hold it. Feel the tenseness in your neck and shoulders. You can come out now. It's safe again. Relax and feel comfortable in your safety. There's no more danger. Nothing to worry about. Nothing to be afraid of. You feel good. You have a giant jawbreaker bubblegum in your mouth. It is very hard to chew. Bite down on it, hard. Let your neck muscles help you. Now relax. Just let your jaw hang loose. Notice how good it feels just to let your jaw drop. Okay, let's tackle that jawbreaker again now. Bite down, hard. Try to squeeze it out between your teeth. That's good. You're really tearing that gum up. Now relax again. Just let your jaw drop off your face. It feels so good just to let go and not have to fight that bubble gum. Okay, one more time. We're really gonna tear it up this time. Bite down, hard as you can. Harder. Oh, you're really working hard. Good. Now relax. Try to relax your whole body. You've beaten the bubble gum. Let yourself go as loose as you can. Here comes a pesky old fly. He has landed on your nose. Try to get him off without using your hands. That's right, wrinkle up your nose. Make as many wrinkles in your nose as you can. Scrunch up your nose real hard. Good. You've chased him away. Now you can relax your nose. Oops, here he comes back again, right back in the middle of your nose. Wrinkle up your nose again. Shoo him off. Wrinkle it up hard. Hold it just as tight as you can. Okay, he flew away. You can relax your face. Notice that when you scrunch up your nose, that your cheeks and your mouth and your forehead and your eyes all help you, and they all get tight too. So when you relax your nose, your whole face relaxes too, and that feels good. Uh-oh, this time that old fly has come back, but this time he's on your forehead. Make lots of wrinkles. Try to catch him between all those wrinkles. Hold it tight now. Okay, you can let go. He's gone for good. Now you can just relax. Let your face go smooth, no wrinkles anywhere. Your face feels nice and smooth and relaxed. Hey, here comes a cute baby elephant, but he's not watching where he's going. He doesn't see you lying there in the grass, and he's about to step on your stomach. Don't move. You can't have time to get out of the way. Just get ready for him. Make your stomach very hard. Tighten up your stomach muscles real tight. Hold it. Looks like he's going the other way. You can relax now. Let your stomach go soft. Let it be as relaxed as you can. That feels so much better. Oops. He's coming back this way again. Get ready. Tighten up your stomach real hard. If he steps on you and your stomach is hard, it won't hurt. Make your stomach hard as a rock. Okay, he's moving away again. You can relax now. Kind of settle down, get comfortable, and relax. Notice the difference between a tight stomach and a relaxed one. That's how we want it to feel, nice and loose and relaxed. You won't believe this, but this time he's really coming your way and no turning around. He's headed straight for you. Tighten up. Tighten hard. Here he comes. This is really it. You've got to hold on tight. He's stepping on you. He stepped over you. Now he's gone for good. You can relax completely. You're safe. Everything is okay, and you can feel nice and relaxed. This time, imagine that you want to squeeze through a narrow fence, and the boards have splinters in them. You'll have to make yourself very skinny if you're going to make it through. Suck your stomach in. Try to squeeze it up against your backbone. Try to be as skinny as you can. You've got to get through. Now relax. You don't have to be skinny now. Just relax and feel your stomach being warm and loose. Okay, let's try to get through that fence again. Squeeze up your stomach. Make it touch your backbone. Get real small and tight. Get as skinny as you can. Hold tight now. You've got to squeeze through. You got through that skinny little fence and no splinters. You can relax now. Settle back and let your stomach come back out to where it belongs. You can feel really good now. You've done fine. Now pretend that you are standing barefooted in a big, fat mud puddle. Squish your toes down deep into the mud. Try to get your feet down to the bottom of the mud puddle. You'll probably need your legs to help push. Push down, spread your toes apart, and feel the mud squish up between your toes. Now step out of the mud puddle. Relax your feet. Let your toes go loose and feel how nice that is. It feels good to be relaxed. Back into the mud puddle. Squish your toes down. Let your leg muscles help push your feet down. Push your feet hard. Try to squeeze the mud puddle dry. Okay, come back out now. Relax your feet, relax your legs, relax your toes. It feels so good to be relaxed. No tenseness anywhere. You feel kind of warm and tingly. Stay as relaxed as you can. Let your whole body go limp and feel all your muscles relaxed. In a few minutes, I will ask you to open your eyes, and that will be the end of this session. As you go through the day, remember how good it feels to be relaxed. Sometimes you have to make yourself tighter before you can be relaxed, just as we did in these exercises. Practice these exercises every day to get more and more relaxed. A good time to practice is at night, after you have gone to bed and lights are out and you won't be disturbed. It will help you get to sleep. Then, when you're in a really good relaxer, you can help yourself relax at school. Just remember the elephant or the jawbreaker or the mud puddle, and you can do your exercises and nobody will know. Today was a good day. You've worked hard and it feels good to work very hard. Very slowly now, open your eyes and wiggle your muscles around a little. Very good. You've done a good job. You're going to be a super relaxer.